So just look at the image while I play the bell, and then in a moment I'll start chanting, and please join in with me. Yundation Vave Yundation Vave. You. Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave Yudeshin Vave. Just be aware of the effect of the chant on your body and mind. Being aware of your breath, being aware of your body. Be aware of sitting together in space. Sitting between the four directions. Sitting between the earth and the sky. To the east of this place, behind Rob, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the Morning. Bring the breath of the morning to us. Bring the power of the dawn, that we may arise freshly in this new moment and know new life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, behind Holly and Faye and Duncan, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel whose face shines like the sun at noon, High Priest of Heaven. Bring the power of summer and noon into this place. Bring in the invincible sun, whose light powers all life. Shine your fire into us, that we may also shine like the sun. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. to the west, behind Jenny and Andy, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of the Twilight, Angel of Autumn, Angel of the Deep Waters, you who are strong, who work with the purifying action of water, its cooling and polishing nature. Let the waters be poured upon us, let us be immersed in the deep, that we may be refreshed and renewed, that we may reflect the light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, behind me, I invite the Archangel Uriel, Light of God that shines in darkness, Angel of transmutation and transformation. Teach us the mystery of matter and embodiment. Teach us the mystery of death and transformation. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Beneath us is the earth, the sacred land. Above us is the moon, the sun, and the thousand stars. Feel the holding presence of the archangels. Feel your body's position in space as your breath moves your body. As we begin this weekend and start to make the deeper descent, beginning this descent by balancing ourselves and together practicing the Kabbalistic cross. So sitting or standing, be aware of the spine of your body. Feel your feet or your connection to the ground. Yeah, if you're standing, just choose a good place to stand. You don't have to stand in front of your chair. You can stand wherever in the room you want to. But begin by just noticing the midline of your body. Notice your feet's connection to the ground that you're standing on. Being aware of your connection to earth and being aware of sitting and standing in space. And just relaxing into that, letting yourself be held by the earth, letting yourself be held by the midline, letting yourself be embraced by space. Making sure that your knees are not locked, slightly loosening your knees if you have a tendency to brace them. Notice the two sides of your body. Notice our intrinsic asymmetry. And to whatever extent you can, just relaxing into your form. Noticing the shape of your body. Noticing the tensions that add to the asymmetry sometimes and exaggerate it. And without any action of force, just encouraging the body to soften. To let go, to let tension drop down into the ground. And just gently breathing. And above your head, just sensing a sphere of brilliant white lights. Beneath your feet, a sphere of the greens and browns and blacks of Earth. Just feeling that polarity between Earth and Heaven. Noticing the experience of left and right. And just having the intention to come into balance. Not doing anything to the body. Just letting intention touch the body. And then contemplating the sphere above your head, place your dominant hand on your forehead, and together we will chant Ate. Ate. Bring the hand down the body, seeing a pillar of white light go down to the earth point. And we say together, Malchut. The right shoulder, there's a sphere of brilliant red light. We say Vegebura. Vegebura. Letting a horizontal bar of light come over to the left shoulder where there's a sphere of blue light. And here we say Vegedula. Vegedula. Bring your hands together at the solar plexus, where there is a sphere like a miniature sun of golden light. We say Lo Olam Amen. Le Olam Amen. Again, just sensing that pillar of light down the center of the body. Feeling the horizontal bar of light from the red and the blue sphere. Feeling the golden sphere at the solar plexus level, the center of the body. Again, just sensing into that. Letting the Kabbalistic cross hold us. Feeling the magnetic energies of the earth center. Feeling the fiery white energy of the spirit center above our head. Feeling the triangle of the red and the blue and the golden, bringing balance and connection at the center of the body. And we'll do this again. Ate. Ade Malchut. Malchut. Vegevura. Vegevura. Vegedula. Vegedula. Amen. Le'olam Amen. And one last time. Ade Ma'aru Vegedula. So feeling the middle pillar just holding us. Feeling the red sphere and the blue. Being aware of the middle pillar. Bring your attention to the sphere of pure white light, diamond white light, just above our head. And here chanting the name E'aye, just four times. E'aye. Following the pillar of light down into the throat, where a sphere of lavender, violet, grey, luminous sphere appears. This is the art, this is the sphere of mystery, of expression. And here we chant together, Yud He Vav He Elohim, just four times. Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 Following the pillar of light down into the middle of the body, around the solar plexus, we find the sphere of brilliant golden light, Tiferet, the sphere of beauty and balance. And here we will chant together, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat, the known presence of the divine. Again, we'll just do this four times.
Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat.
Again, letting the middle pillar descend deep down into the pelvis, where here we see a sphere like the moon, blues and greens and silvers. This is Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant the name Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power, the almighty power of life.
Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai.
Letting the pillar descend down into the earth beneath our feet, into the magnetic earth sphere, with its greens and browns and blacks. Feeling its density, feeling its magnetic power, its rootedness. This is Malchut, the living kingdom. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth.
Adonai HaRetz, Adonai HaRetz, Adonai HaRetz, Adonai HaRetz.
Standing with the middle pillar, feeling the spheres, Keter at the crown of the head, Ta'at at the throat, Tiferet at the solar plexus, Yesod in the pelvis, Malchut just beneath us. We will now perform the exercise of circulating the light. As we breathe in, we bring our attention into Keter. As we breathe out, we visualize, we imagine a great sheet of white light going down the front of the body, down into Malchut. As we breathe in, the light comes up off the back of our body, returning to Keter. As we breathe out again, we circulate the light down the front of the body. So we'll do this maybe 6 times. So breathe in, center yourself in Keter, breathe out, circulate the light. Breathe in, bring the light up the back of the body, breathe out, circulate the light. Just 6 times. And just standing for a moment, feeling the effect of the circulation. Breathing in, center yourself in Keter. As you breathe out, you send the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. As you breathe in, you bring the light up the right side of the body. And we'll just do that again 6 times. So breathe in, for centering Keter. Breathe out, send the light down the left side to Malchut. Breathe in, bring the light up from Malchut through the right side of the body. And just circulating this 6 times. And when you complete the 6, again, just standing and noticing the effect of circulating the light. And we're going to do a slightly different one we haven't done before. So you should begin by just breathing in and out and centering in Malchut. Then as you breathe in, you visualize a spiraling light starting in the right foot, going round the front of the body, and then spiraling up the body like a corkscrew up to Ketar on the in-breath. And then on the out-breath, the light descends down the middle pillar, back down into Malchut. And then as you breathe out again, you spiral the light up like a corkscrew up to Ketar. As you breathe out, you send the light down the center of the middle pillar, down into Malchut. So we'll just do this 3 times. So breathe in and out to begin with, and then on the in-breath, spiral the light up the body from right to left. And then the final exercise is the fountain exercise. Breathe in and breathe out. Center yourself in Malchut. As you breathe in, let the light ascend up the middle pillar to Keter. As you breathe out, let the light cascade down like a fountain all around your body. Returning to Malchut, you breathe in and breathe out, gathering the energy. And you breathe in, you bring the light up to Keter, breathe out, make the fountain. We'll just do this 3 or 4 times. When you've completed the cycle, if you're standing, just slowly return to the sitting position. Letting your attention move inwards and downwards. Hearing this phrase. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel yourself sinking deep into the waters, releasing form and shape. And in response to the phrase, feel the deep waters shaping themselves around the impossible form of a cube that is also a sphere. Feeling yourself within the shape, feeling the shape within you. Being with the mystery of containing and being contained. Feeling the unfolding of the shape, the unfolding of the stresses, of system of stresses into form. Feeling the sanctuary of the living flame taking shape around you. Feeling the square room with the dome and the letter shin in brilliant white light. Seeing the altar with the image of your De Shin Vave and the fiery red shin. Feeling the four holy living creatures in the stained glass windows. The human being, the winged bull, the winged lion and the white eagle. Being aware of the crypt beneath you, which is the entrance into the Duat. Placing your hands upon the altar, standing between the four holy living beings, standing between earth and heaven. Letting the sanctuary hold you. Letting the letters of the name hold you. And turning and slowly descending the stairway that leads to the crypt. And as you pass the doorway with the serpent form, acknowledging the serpent and receiving her blessing, you find yourself in a jet on a jetty with a small boat. And you see that the boat is the boat of Ra. And as you look at the boat, there are many layers of boats. It is boatness. Boats from your own life. Boats in history. It is the vehicle that carries us across the deep. The center of the boat, there is a little shrine. The front of the boat, there is a navigator who looks ahead, who perceives. The rear of the boat, there is the steer person. But our place right now is in the little shrine, for we stand for Ra. We stand for that illuminating intelligence. We stand for that presence that awakens the earth each morning and each night gathers it back into the living presence of life. And alongside us in the boat, as companion and guide and helper, is the figure of an Egyptian priest. One who knows what it is to study these mysteries. One who knows what it is to reconstruct these mysteries. He is simply clad in just a kilt, but he is strong and gentle, and his presence calms us. And as we relax, the boat starts to move, carried by an inner current, inwards and downwards. And as we do this, we remember our past journeys. We remember the inner desert and the passing through the two staffs of Ra and Set. We remember the second hour of the night and those who stand for Ra and those who stand for Apophis. But we stay in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the presence. And we are carried to the second gate, which is a great palisade with knives sticking out of its top. And just in front of the palisade, there are 9 mummified figures. And we contemplate the mummies, and the mummies contemplate us. We become aware that we have balanced ourselves using the Kabbalistic cross and the middle pillar exercise. We become aware that we are true of voice. We become aware that we stand for Ra. And we are upheld by our priest companion, who lends us his strength. And we notice within the palisade there is a small gate. And our little boat is drawn to the gate. And just before it we find a shining one, a being wrapped in shining linen, whose arms cannot be seen. But whose function is to absorb unbalanced energies. And as he looks deeply at us, we become aware of what is unbalanced in our heart and in our life. And we offer it to the Shining One. And it is as if the disturbed condition is drawn out of us, is drawn into the Shining One, into the folds of shining linen, into the shining place that we cannot see. And something of pain and badness and suffering is absorbed by this being. And we pass through the gate into a narrow way. As we pass through the gate, there is a cobra, an uraeus, breathing fire, a fire that seems to pass through us, that somehow scours us, cleans us from inside, and at the same time strengthens us. The fire comes in great waves. There is a flame, and then there is silence, and then there is the flame. As the boat continues in a sweeping movement along the inner defenses, there is a flame that comes from the other gateway. Gate we are moving towards. This is a cool flame, like living water, that again sweeps through us in pulses. Feel the presence of the two cleansing serpents. Feel the place of being in the middle with the hot fire and the cold fire. Feel the protection of the priest as we allow ourselves to be worked on. Slowly and gradually we pass through the palisade. And in front of us there is a great coiled serpent. This is the coiling one, who coils and uncoils, who is straight and spiral, who is a guardian and the protector of the third hour, who teaches the mysteries of the straight and the spiral. Commune with this serpent. And feel the transition as you are let into the third hour of the Duat, as the coiling one, through coiling and straightness, lifts you over the threshold. And as you enter the third hour, there's a flood of images. Of a lake of fire that is cool, sweet water. Of shining shrines that swallow and trap. Of moving towards a great bull, which is horizontal and vertical, into whose body you enter. Of beings with great staffs who extend their wills, who imprison Apophis, letting the images just pass through you, touching the mysteries of the third hour of the Duat. The place where things are not as they seem. Letting the forms dissolve and finding yourselves in the deep waters of the beginning, resting in the waters, and hearing this phrase. How do I descend into the inner sea whose waters rise and fall within my soul? Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the symbol of my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the symbol of my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the symbol of my own true self.